Let's continue. We're up to page Kuf Mem Tes. We're up to Halacha Yud. Halacha Yud, the last halacha in the laws of Pidyon HaBen. Isha Sheipila, V'achar Kach Yolda Ben Kayama, Tzrichin La'asoy She'ela. A woman has a miscarriage and then has a viable child. Do we do a Pidyon HaBen? The question is the miscarriage called a Peter Rechem? What's the child? The baby has to be viable. The baby has to be at a state. Okay, I don't know.
Cesarean a Peter Rechem?
No, that's not Rechem. That's not called
Peter. After the cesarean?
No, it's not the firstborn. It's Reishis Oinoi. There are two dinim. It has to be called Reishis Oinoi and has to be the Peter Rechem. So even though the second baby may be the first time the Rechem was opened for a baby, because the first one was a cesarean, even though today it's not so common anymore, right? Because once a woman has one cesarean, so machloikas in the doctors. Machloikas apiskim. If a woman has a cesarean, they do, it all depends, right, Dr. Fruchter? Now they do, they don't. They were going back to the old way. Now they do it now. There was a tkufa where they...
Depends,
right. There was a tkufa where they were very
makbid. It's not a definite, right?
My daughter had twins, cesarean, but after that...
all natural, wow. Okay, so it all depends. So you're always changing their halch. But here, okay, so let's see what's over on the bottom. Ois tesvav. Ish shapila b'zeh yesh pluksa b'doyla b'ino achronim. There's a big machlokes apesik among the achronim harama. Soiv the kolzman shein evarav mirukam. And it does not depend on 40 days. Okay, 40 days when the baby is already called in halacha child, is already called a child. It's no longer called la'il ba'alma. It's called already viable after 40 days. However, just because the baby is 40 days old does not mean that the limbs are certainly not formed. It's just one big mass of flesh and blood and sinews. Kol zman she'ein ivarav miru kamin, the limbs have not been formed. Ein poiter haba acharav, there is no din. It's ein poiter abo achrav. There will be a requirement to the next child. We ask the doctor. We make an evaluation. Has his limbs been formed? Can you make out hands, feet, a head? Can you make out the various limbs? We are uncertain. No one was looking carefully at the fetus. It does not exempt. I don't know how you want to say it, but the point is, if we have a suffix, you can still do a pidyon haben. It seems even with the bracha, we have a chazaka that until this point in time, the woman that is not a peter rechem. Something happened. Is this event that happened take her out of her cheskas haguf? So we put her on her chazaka that until now she was not a peter rechem. There was not a point that she did not open up a womb, and therefore you can make a bracha on the next child as long as we are uncertain if the first child his limbs were complete. Period. That's the shita of the Ramah. He disagrees. Even if we looked at the baby and from our evaluation the baby was definitely not mirukamim, who says our evaluation is according to halacha? We do not know how to find what chazal meant with a vod of mirukamim, and therefore it's a safik. And when it comes to mamon, ein holchim mamon achar harayif, we don't go. It's a safik. Allah of Haraya. You want to force the father to pay 5 shkolim, you have no right to do so, because maybe he's exempt. The Chassam Sofer also says that you should do the Pidyon HaBen, not like what it says in the Chamtzi. If you want to be Chayish for the Chamtzi, so do the Pidyon HaBen, but do not make a Berocha. Savik Berocha is Lekula. Now this is an amazing yachol levarach l'koyin u'moitzi b'zeh ha'av haben, but the koyin can make the bracha and moitzi b'zeh ha'av haben ayin sham tam. I don't know what the reason, but he's saying an incredible chiddush is that in a situation where you have a savik nichayev and pidyon haben and you're doing it, you can still make the shachiyanu. The shachiyanu can be made even though the bracha of al pidyon b'char is not necessarily going to be made. What do? You give the money. You just do the ceremony. You don't make the bracha. You give the money. You don't make the bracha. You give the money l'chumra on the tzad.
You say the nusach bracha without saying the bracha.
No, you don't do that. You don't play around like that. There's no such thing.
You don't say the bracha.
No, you don't do that. It's not the way it goes. Either you make the bracha or you don't make the bracha. There's no middle ground. So since a safek, you don't make the bracha. The ayin ba.
Some people have. By davening, right after in the karbanas, some people say baruch, some say baruch.
That's part of the nusach. That's part of the nusach atzilah. Okay, but that's part of the nusach. But here there is no other nusach. There is only a bracha. There's a real bracha. The bracha is to be made in this fashion. It's all or nothing. That's what it seems to say. Lightning, you know what this is? Twice like the chamtzi, there was a miscarriage, and it was undetermined whether they were complete, and he passed that the next child you do not do pidyon haben, shem lo nidbak ayde bikim, ein l'chayv, was not examined by experts, ein l'chayv ay liftois misafik, v'haroitze l'hachmir, person that wants to be machmir, kimaharik lo yivarich kilum, he holds not to make a brach at all, would seem to say you don't, not even shachiyon, not like what it said before in the Chasam Sefer.
The nusach is before the bracha. It's a separate nusach.
Well, that's the nusach. The nusach you can say. Of course you can say the nusach. Yeah, that's of course you can say the nusach. We're talking about making the bracha. You can say the nusach. The nusach, of course. But the question is, do you make the bracha? That you should not make the bracha, not make the pidyon. Therefore, ledas hachamtzvi hamapeles laachar arboim yom. A woman that has a miscarriage after 40 days ain lechayu bepidyon v'yesh nehagim some of the kosim luftois beloy bracha. So sach hakol, we have three different options. Either you do a pidyon haben. Again, we're going in a situation where it does not appear that the Ivarim have been complete. If the Ivarim, it's a late-term pregnancy, the woman already is ready, the baby is ready, you can see what the baby looks like, there's no question that there is no pidyon haben on a future child. But we're dealing in an early stage of the pregnancy, and it's not really clear if the limbs have been formed. It is a safek. Halacha lemaisa, there are three opinions. There is the Ramah, you definitely do a pidyon haben with a bracha, because we have a suffix and we put the woman on her chazaka that she has not yet opened up her womb. Then we have the chacham tzvi that says the complete opposite, zero. It's a suffix and hamoitzei mechaveri olav haraya, we don't do pidyon haben at all, nothing. Then there is a pshar from the chasam sofer that we do pidyon haben without a bracha. And then there's another question, if you don't do the bracha on pidyon haben, do you make the bracha of shehechiyanu? That becomes another issue. Maybe you have a new fruit or wear a new garment and then you make the shehechiyanu. Is that proper thing to do? These are all issues, and he's not being machriya. He's not Rabbi Brown. He's just coming to point out this issue. And every rav, obviously, when you have these type of things, you're always going to hear different stories. You'll go one week to a pidyon haben like this, and one week to pidyon haben like this, and everyone will be samech upon their paiskim. Okay, next halacha. Tradition. Usually, tradition. Well, it used to be. It used to be years ago, like when people were talking about Rav Moshe fighting. Today, you know, you don't really have anymore. It's already a new generation. But used to have a Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe had certain chidushim lahalacha, and people that got smich from Rav Moshe, whatever Rav Moshe said, that's what you do. Rav Moshe said when it comes to a lefty, like this whole question of a very common question of wearing tefillin, a boy who a boy who writes with his left hand and does everything else with his right hand. So there were certain situations. Rav Moshe was famous for paskening one way, and there were other gedolim, other contemporaries who pasken pumfakert.
Palm said, put on tefillin on both hands.
It's a Rebbe chum. It's a chumra. I know.
Snap. Someone asked you.
So you do what your Rebbe tells you. You do what your Rebbe tells you, and you go lighter, and that's the end.
I mean,
the Rav feels comfortable with people that he consults with. My father used to have a child, the Rabbonis. They're always tough questions that come. So my father used to ask a lot of child of Aaron Soloveitchik. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, who used to go ask him all very difficult questions. My father used to ask a lot of very difficult questions of David Cohn. So whatever they said, my father was very comfortable with asking them. And whatever they said, even though they were chiluki deis, even though he knew that if he'll ask another great rabbi, he'll tell him differently. He'll go ask someone who's a Talmud, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, he'll say differently. He'll go ask someone from Rav Eliashiv, he'll say differently. My father was comfortable asking Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. He told him, that was the end, that was my father Paskin. The Balabas didn't ask any kashas. Sometimes he would ask Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was nifty, he would ask Rav David Cohn. Rav David Cohn would tell him very big chidushim sometimes. And there's no question that other rabbanim would say differently. My father was very comfortable. He explained him, and that was the end. It comes a point in time where you have to make a decision, and you don't look back. You make a decision who you're comfortable with, an established poisek who is established, and every community, also understand the community. You have a Hasidic community. They're going to want to go to a Hasidic, a recognized Hasidic poisek. You have a Litvish community, a more modern Orthodox community. There are certain rabbanim who they're very comfortable with, and that's what they do, and that's the end. It's not always such a big complicated. That's what complicated. Okay, next. Halacha tez zayin. Yolde ben kayama. Let's say she gives birth to ben kayama. Ayin b'shut chelkas yoyev. V'isha makshis leleit. V'yotzios yolde b'tzvas. Tongues. They take the baby out with tongues. This was common years ago. Today they stopped doing this because of malpractice suits, because they claim that it causes brain damage, or if the baby doesn't turn out. Tez Zayin, next page, Kuf Nun. Tez Zayin, where are you? On page Kuf Nun, on the bottom. Yod, okay, this is very years ago. I heard it was very common when that was a technique. Yeah, they still do it. I heard they do it less. They do it less now. Yeah, what? Forceps.
They do it less.
You see, Dr. Fuchter is telling us they do it less because people, if the baby does not end up winning a Nobel Prize for who knows what, they blame it on the doctor that used the forceps. I'm not joking. The forceps, they cause...
My mother's obstetrician.
That's what they're trying to do today. If the baby does not win the Nobel Prize, you know whose fault it is? The OBGYN. The OBGYN used forceps. He pushed. He pressed the brain a little bit too hard. He damaged some of those wires inside. He squashed the baby. What? Right? So now you know who to sue.
There's been so much money going to a therapist.
So, here is the Shiloh. If they use forceps, tachatzitza. The baby has not come out of, has not made contact with the rechem. It's not a poiter rechem. It's like coming out of this like a C-section, a cesarean. It's not coming out of the rechem, the contact with the rechem. This is the question: is the baby that was born by forceps? Can you make do you do a pidyon haben? And even if you do a pidyon haben, do you make a bracha on the pidyon haben? This is a major issue in halacha. Yes, this is a very big issue. I've heard about this quite a bit. Ayin b'shut chelkas yoyev b'ishas makshes leilei. Standing over here, it only says he's talking over here probably in the 50s. So then it seems the trend was not to use forceps. That's why they were smarter in the previous generation. they only used forceps when a woman was having a difficult labor. Makshis lele, the yoitziu hayelad bitzvas, okay, the forceps, shehem kli machshidim shel horoifim. It's special utensil used by doctors. Mestapek sham iamrinan miksas rechem mikadesh eloi. The rechem, the womb, is what gives sanctity to the baby. So being that the baby did not make contact with the opening of the womb because it came out sheltered in this tunnel, whatever you want to call it, through these the implement. So it's not it's not mekadesh. Eloi v'helo liftoise b'loi brach. Can you believe this? He paskins the chelk asiyayev. You do pidyon haben, but you don't make a bracha of pidyon haben. And I can tell you there were many pidyon habens that were made years ago that they did not. That they did not have a bracha. Because of this reason, the ayin v'shut avnei nezer herich b'zeh u'mechalig in yotzer roi v'roi shoy b'loi b'loi chatzitzo eloi. You got to know the technique. Okay, you got to go talk to the OBGYN exactly how they do it. Sometimes they're more aggressive and they're less aggressive. Things change all the time. U'v'shut divrei yisachar kasav d'karoi v'loi masho yitzi havlad roi shoy kodim aleidah d'b'lav achi kasha lo yitzi lio yitzioi. You don't know what you're talking about. Go to doctors. They don't use the forceps until the baby already puts out most of the head. So at that point in time, the baby already has been sanctified. You got to know what the metzias is. So now we have a sex. Like first of all, maybe the baby already came out. First of all, maybe the baby already put out most of the head. And even if the baby did not put out of the head, who says maybe you don't need the entire rechem to sanctify? As long as part, a small section of the rechem comes in contact with the head, that should be sufficient. Now, by the way, that type of sfeik is not a real sfeik. Normally, a sfeik has to be ba'isa inyan. Here, it's two different, completely different types of sfeikas. You want to learn the sugya of sfeik. This is a very, very challenging. This is not. Doesn't follow the rules. Sfeik, you build one suffix upon the other, but it's b'oysa inyan. Here you have one suffix in halacha, is miksa srecha mekadesh. Another suffix, maybe the baby already came out before they applied the forceps. Those two sfeikas do not relate one to another, two different sfeikas. And yet we want to go call the sfeika, that is problematic. That itself is an entirely different issue, different sugya. The sfeika, adif meruba, and a soft sfeik. Sfeika is better than a roiv, because the ain holchem b'mamanachar haroiv hamotzei mecharel v'araya. The mafkinim amoyna aydei koyach sfeik sfeika mameilu mechuyv levorach yad make a bracha gam kain. So therefore, it comes to say that you should make a bracha no matter what. V'chein b'shud marasham achar marasham achar hamafteichos in the back of the sefer in an addendum to this, a supplement to the sefer in the maram after the mafteichos helu levorach he paskins there to make a bracha al pidyon haben zeh on a pidyon haben that was done with forceps. V'chein b'shud safnas panech ni
ragachov.
The Ragachava. The Ragachava was a genius. Kosav, the Harayfim, he could look at a building and tell you how many bricks there are. You know when they could do that? They can look at this wall. Can you imagine? I look at this wall here and I can tell you without a blink how many svarim there are. I can count all the svarim in the bookcase without in 1 second. That's Mashunatik of mine to do such that. The Ragachava can do that. He can look at the building and tell you how many bricks there are without making a mistake. Incredible, can you imagine what he was learning? Makif, Kalter, Akula. Kosav, the Haroifim, Mitzim, Rak, Liacha, Shiyot, Saharoishim, Aproizdar. He says, listen, you go talk to a doctor. They'll tell you what they do. They don't touch the baby's head until the majority, they need the forceps, not because of the head. It seems they need for the shoulders. The shoulders get stuck. But the head's already out. The head comes already out. So the head's already out. That's all you need. The baby already is sanctified. So why are they taking forceps? They're taking forceps to pull out the shoulders. That's the part that gets stuck, right? Dr. Fuchter, is that how...
I don't know. It was a very slow month when I did my OBGYN rotation, 40 years plus. Four babies delivered in Bronx, Lebanon.
That was in the whole four babies?
I was slept out by the head.
Okay. V'chein b'shut tzelos v'nech m'ragachav kosa d'arayf m'motzi m'rak l'acha sh'yotza haroish me'a prozdar. The prozdar means that's the opening. That's the section of the womb. Bidein hashinayim, another section of the womb. V'hu od b'beis achitzen, the babies is achitzen, v'zeh havi kielud l'inyin pidyon haben. Okay, he's describing the various parts of the woman's womb. This is called the prozdar, this is called the shinayim, and it's something called the beis achitzen. These are sugis m'sachta, need the different sections of the womb. Where exactly is the baby at the time when the doctor brings in the forceps? So if you know the mitzias, he holds according to halacha, the baby is already in halacha called born, is already sanctified, and there's no shayla, you can do pidyon haben, you can make a bracha. That's a whole different story. Just because a child is not chayav in pidyon haben, he's still called reishis oinoi, and he still gets pishnayim. And when it comes to yibum, he's still called the oldest brother. Okay, so that's a different halacha. The bechor is the one that has kedima to do yibum. He has the one that has kedima to do chalitza. So even though you'll have a firstborn who is not chayiv, you'll go to the videotape and you'll take note that there was no bracha said by the pidyon haben, or there is no pidyon haben. You'll go on record, did this baby have a pidyon haben? Nope. No pidyon haben? You don't get pishnayim in the Yerusha. When it comes to yibum, the Bukhar does not have kedima to do yibum or chalitza. No, that's not so. The laws of pidyon haben and the laws of yibum and the laws of Yerusha have separate halachas. They're not totally zebzeh. As long as they were the firstborn, that is enough to get pishnayim, and it's enough to do pidyon yibum, but not necessarily when it comes to mitzvah pidyon haben. Av lufdayna mechuyiv lufdaysai. Everything has its own halachas. I don't know the halachas, but all we have to know from here is they each have their own set of rules. Shimon Engel? Shmuel Engel. Hell of the Mechuyah opinion of Mishum Seksekah, Shemoloi Boy Negias Rechem. Maybe you don't need them. Who says you have to have the baby touching the Rechem altogether? Not like we said before, you need at least Mixas. The Shema Mixas, a different type of Seksekah. The Shema Mixas Rechem Nekadish. He did this a better Seksekah. Who says you need the Rechem to touch the baby altogether? I mean, if you do need it to touch, who says you need the entire thing? There's maybe just a small amount. The Chayim Beshulubushi Mordechai, Hell of the Barchi Paskins to make a bracha, uche'ez kibalti sefer likutei pinchas ve'isir shemisasef b'zeh, harbe achreinim, he collects many achreinim, v'ruba svirulei d'chaya, d'chaya b'pidyon, that if even if you use forceps, there's no shayla, you do pidyon haben with the bracha. There are other exceptional circumstances when it's a very complicated leida, even when it's a natural leida, they have other techniques, I don't know all modern science.
You make a pidyon haben, you don't make a bracha.
It's okay, you're done. Brachas are never ma'akev in any mitzvah. Ask the person today. Go to walk a person on the street and ask them, did you make a bracha on your tefillin today? Ask them. Ask the average person. I don't know. Did you wear tefillin today? Hopefully that they'll remember. Yeah, I do remember wearing tefillin today. Do I remember making the bracha? I can't tell you I do. What? There's a chazakah. A person.
How many people here know whether, you know?
Your parents would tell you. People who. The average child that's from birth, their parents would tell them about the pinyon haben. Right. That's a mitzias, right? And let's say the parents don't tell them. Let's say the parents, Rachman Litzton, they die young, whatever, and you never talk to the parents. There's a chazakah. You come from a religious family, your shomer Torah mitzvos, your parents are shomer Torah mitzvos, you have a right to assume the pinyon haben was made. And you come from a person's chayzeh b'shulah, that's a very different story.
Right. Yeah. That's what I was going to ask about. That was about children. Generations back, his parents knew nothing from.
So we discussed this yesterday.
Once you're dead already, you don't get a thing.
So we not necessarily. We discussed yesterday. It's not so simple. Even the person is dead, you go upwards. Maybe even you can do it after the person died also. A child can be mezakeh his father after the father died to a pinyon haben. We learned that yesterday. But the only question is, does a child really know about the father? The father, you do, even though you've seen they lived an irreligious life entirely, you never know. They may have had a long lost uncle which did it. So we mentioned yesterday going down a generation. Going down, you know what's going on. You have a different perspective. You know what the story is. But going up, you don't necessarily know what happened in the previous generation. Maybe you do. So in Nechnami, maybe that would all depend if you can make a bracha. You can always do it. You can do it without a bracha, but can you make a bracha? Maybe you can. I guess every situation is different. Okay, let's go further.
It becomes really tough if you go backwards according to Chazal Mishnah. You have to go back.
All right, okay. We're not going to. Let's. Okay. Okay, so this the maskana. Okay, that was the one little interesting shilas again this year. This year, he Mr. Weiss mentioned a fascinating story about his own child. His child, the day 31 came out on Rosh Hashanah. So when did it actually come out on? 31 day came out on Mamish Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
Amar Rosh Hashanah. So then there's no. Okay, so here is a very interesting. So what happens if a person the 31st day, the time when the child's chayv and pidyon haben is right before Rosh Hashanah? Let's say, but that Rosh Hashanah, so you can't, you're not going to do it in Rosh Hashanah, you don't do it in Rosh Hashanah, you do it after Rosh Hashanah, but the Rosh Hashanah is this coming year. Okay, we have to, you go to, there are going to be people like this coming year, it's not a joke, it's a serious matter.
Okay.
Shemitah is Meshamet. When is Shemitah Meshamet? Sunset. When Rosh Hashanah begins this coming year, we all have to make a prizbal. Whether we like, even if you don't lend someone money, you're supposed to make a prizbal just for the minug. You make a prizbal because the moment that it becomes Tseis HaKoychavim, the night of Rosh Hashanah, all business loans are cancelled. All transactions, business loans are cancelled. The money, that's right. The money, so what? Bishlam of a Kohen, you have one particular Kohen, he makes a prizbal, very good, he makes a prizbal. So he can demand. But who says, I mean, the whole Shevet can't come and demand. All of the Kohanim, they're going to be among the whole Klal Yisrael Kohanim.
Because the Tevah Sadah is worth that.
What the Tevah Sadah? The Tevah Sadah is not the Chayiv. The Chayiv is the five Salaim. You all.
A Kohen has no right to say, I want to be the Tevah Sadah.
Right.
Father says,
I can give to anyone that I want. I can give to any Kohen that I want. So no one could demand. So they cannot possibly be that the entire Shevet of Kohanim, every single one of them made a prizbal, so they could demand. We're not Meshamek. The loan is mature, and you owe us the money, and when we give it over to the best. It cannot possibly be. So when it comes Shemitah this year, if someone is Chayiv in Pidyon Haben, it's very interesting. That's maybe why a previous generation, talk about a father, someone already died. So why don't we say that? We should say, why don't we say that it was Meshamet?
Right.
Why don't we say that? So already happened. You already went to one Shemitah cycle.
I don't think there was ever a Shaila.
Wait, so why don't we say that? Yeah.
Generation. The Shaila is
a couple. You have the Russians, right? I don't understand these Russians. They're 90 years old. They're making a Pidyon Haben. Why are they making a Pidyon Haben? Why don't you say Shemitah is Meshamet? I don't know the answer.
I didn't know there was a Chayv.
What? There is automatically a chayv. The day the child became 30 years old, money was owed to the kohanim. Shemitah already 10 shemitahs passed, 70 years passed. So why don't we say the shemitah canceled that obligation? I don't know the answer.
Because there are two inyanim. There's the inyan of the kesef and there's the inyan of the bidyan.
We don't say that. We have to say that it's mishamed. It's very problematic. Okay, I have to go back to my sefer where I saw the shaila brought. But when the shaila is discussed, now it's not always a shaila. Why is it not always a shaila? This touches upon what we discussed at great length the first day we learned Pidyon Haben. When are you chayiv to do Pidyon Haben? Me'ikar ha'den you chayiv to Pidyon Haben? There's machlekes, really it's machlekes ha'poiskim. Is it depend on the 31st day of life? Calendar? The 31st day? Or does it, machlekes rishonim? Or does it depend on 29 and a half days? And 12 hours? 29 days, 12 hours, and 45 minutes? Or does it depend on the 30, completing 30 calendar days, which means you're in the 31st calendar day? Halacha l'maisa, we're machmer on both. Halacha l'maisa, we do not do a pidyon until we fill both conditions. We wait until the beginning of the 31st calendar day. So 30 calendar days have passed. Uftuyu b'ben chodesh. Chodesh means 30 calendar days. But we also take into consideration the shita of the Bach that you have to have 29 days, 12 hours, and 45 minutes. So the 31st calendar day is not always 29 days, 12 hours, and 45 minutes. If the baby was born at the very end of the calendar day, and you only have 5 minutes left in the calendar day, when you reach the 31st day of the baby's life, you don't have 29 sets of 24 hours and 12 hours and 45 minutes. You're short. You're going to have to wait until you fulfill that calculation. So let's say, for argument's sake, we have a situation where the baby was born, let's say, towards the beginning of the day at night, and the pidyon haben in 20, let's just, and the pidyon haben 29 days, 12 hours, 45 minutes ends 15 minutes or 5 minutes before Tzeis HaKachavim this year, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, 15 minutes before Rosh Hashanah Tavshin Ayin Vav, 5 minutes before, will be exactly 29 days, 12 hours, 45 minutes from the time a child was born. And it's not necessarily whatever, so according to Bach, now is a chiv to do Pidyon HaBen. You can't do Pidyon HaBen right now for practical reasons because it's Ben HaShemashas. It's Ben HaShemashas, it's right before Yom Tov, you can't do it. So you're going to have to wait to do Pidyon HaBen until after Rosh Hashanah is over. But by that time, Shemitah was Meshanit.
Can you do it with Shavuot Kesef?
Of course you can do it with Shavuot Kesef.
What's the problem?
You can't do a business transaction, you do no, you do not. It's a business transaction. Business transactions are not done on Yom Tov, period. You don't do. Rabbanan said you do not do business transactions. So I don't know the answer to this question. It's a very tough question. The Shemitah is Meshamet. Shemitah is Meshamet, so you got a very big problem in this type of situation. So babies that are born, there's a child, you make a... But that question comes to mind now. So how do all these Russians doing Pidyon HaBen? Shemitah was Meshamet all the since they never did it. Since the Shemitah has definitely passed, since
so
they were born.
It was Meshamet Echayit, but it wasn't Meshamet to still...
Le-Yigois, they can't demand, but you still have to do it. Maybe that's the answer. Okay, could be. Maybe that's the answer. Okay, let's begin now the next simon. The next simon a little bit. Simon Kuf Samachay Din Chinuch Ketanim Ketzastin Melamed Ketanim and the laws of a Melamed. Boy Tez Zayin. See if him call Av Chayv L'Chanech Hespanov HaKetanim B'chol HaMitzvahs Bein Mitzvahs HaDaraisa Bein Mitzvahs Trabon B'chol Mitzvahs B'chol Mitzvahs L'fi Dayat Das HaKotan V'HaKetana. Period. V'chein lafrisha mikol devar isra. A parent is required to separate his child from Averis. K'moy shamra kosef. Chanoich lanar alpi darko. V'im lo yusar bedvarim. And if the child is not receptive to words, then yakeyu b'shev d'chodoymer. The kids are shulchan aruch haranning this over 100 years ago, advised parents to hit their children. Take out a stick and hit them. Avelo yakir makos achzorios. Don't overdo it. K'moy hashoyt like foolish parents. Period. Kol arum yase bedas. Every clever person. Arum here means a clever person should act with wisdom. Uviyoyser tzichum lashkich alim shlo yidab shkolim. The most important thing to teach a child is not to speak sheker. That's the most important thing. Olamed l'shodim dvar emes, ularchika min hashvus, not to swear, udvarim elu utov ala ovos, v'al hamalamdim, that is the obligation. So it's interesting, that's the most important thing, is sheker and emes. He doesn't talk about gezela, he doesn't talk about learning Torah, he says the most important thing is to teach them sheker and emes. Let's see, ois aleph, he talks about halacha of, just a side halacha, v'chein lafishim mikol davar yisra, ayin mishud chavasyo, shakasav shom teichach, l'nashi yishol, shalaychu b'neim l'gtan, not to let the little children sleep in the bed of the mother. And it can come with the avera. Okay, ois beis ha man hachinuch l'mitzasei. He got the zman mechinuch l'mitzasei who b'chol tinuch l'fi chachmosei v'havanosei. When is the time when a parent is mechuyav to start teaching his children the mitzvos? It all depends on the maturity, the mental maturity of the child, intellectual maturity. Hayodea minyan Shabbos. Once a child understands Shabbos, chayev l'shmoya kiddush Shavdola. He has to listen to kiddush Shavdola. B'chol kayotze b'zeh v'achinuch b'mitzvos l'mitzasei bein b'dereis bein b'rabbanon who b'chol tinuch shubar bar havana. Same thing. Shemeivin k'sha'oimim lo yishze osu l'asayis. Very fascinating thing that when a child reaches the age when he says Amen, the child now has reached a stage in his life where he's guaranteed he will have a chelik in Olam Haba. That's very difficult because what about every child that comes into this world is also an Olam Haba. There's such a chazal, even a nefel is also, you're bringing him to Olam Haba by coming into this world, that's a ticket to Olam Haba. So here it says only when he reaches Amen. So obviously it means different madregos. There are different madregos in Olam Haba, reaching the age when the child says Amen. That is a higher madrega of Olam Haba. V'tshichim l'chanchem k'shiyamdu v'beis haknes v'im v'yira, to stand in the beis haknes with fear. Avul oisim shem rotsim v'shavim l'avul v'samuta v'shaloy l'haviyam. Those that run around in shul make trouble, better keep them home. What are you bringing them to shul? Would you bring your child to work? Would you bring that? That's what the Bali Musa always say. Would you bring your child with you to work? Absolutely not. Get in the way. We have important things to do at work. We have to make money. Serious business. Child's running around. Ishteres, we're not going to be able to make money today. When you come into davening, it's more important than making money. You're being mispalled for your blood, your flesh and blood. This is not a social event. Coming to davening, some children are going to Mubalbel. Coming to Mubalbel, it's not the place for to bring children into shul. Okay, obviously times have changed. I think for most of us, shul on Shabbos is more of a social event, fortunately, and then a serious. It's also good. It's also my madrega. At least it should be for that more than a serious davening. Halavai, it should be a serious davening, but at the very least, it should be a time you come together. Dar should be kedusha. There is something to it as well.
How do you reconcile this that says everybody well, you just said everybody goes to Olam Haba, but yet there were people that they say only went to Gehenna?
There were people
who were kings.
There were Amalochim. Yeah. They have no chelik l'Olam Haba.
Yes, how do you reconcile it?
I don't know. I don't know the answer. They ruined it. It means you guarantee Olam Haba as long as you don't ruin it, as long as you don't mess up. The question is very tough. Question is a good question. I don't know the answer. It says the first that even when it says that the kings have no chelak Olam Haba, it means doesn't mean totally no chelak. It means a certain darugan Olam Haba. But they also there's also everyone has a chelak whatever it means. I don't know the answer. Okay, let's go to Halacha Beis. Halacha Beis. Halacha Gimel. Halacha Gimel. Afilu mi she'ena av shel katan also she'itin lo davar isur la'alacha. You're not allowed to feed a child non-kosher food, even if no one's allowed to do this. Oilet savoisa she'yase ezis. You're not allowed to ask a child to do naveira. Leroy v'poiskim afilu davar asur rak medrabanan. Even that also litin lo lecho leilet savoisa she'yase. You're not allowed to feed them food that has a hechsher that is questionable, or tell them do naveira which is only asur medrabanan. Even that tini koy leketzas betzach. You could have here the guy, you should not give him the food, but rather have a non-Jew give the child the food that he needs. Something which is only also only midrabanan. Let's see. Also, basa, if it's only midrabanan, seemingly yes. If it's necessary for his health, and it's basa b'chalav midrabanan, most basa b'chalav b'zman hazeh is only midrabanan, unless you go to McDonald's or to Burger King, where they actually serve basa, but even there it's not necessarily deraisa. Basa b'chalav deraisa, you have to actually cook it together. They don't cook it, they roast it. They put the cheese and the burger on a machine, and it's an open fire. Open fire is not bishul. That's called sli. So even if you eat a cheeseburger, in Burger King and in McDonald's, I don't think that it's nisa deraisa. Basa b'chalof.
But regularly, you eat kosher food.
I wouldn't say it's a mitzvah. Don't
call it. Even the baby kosher foods, you make a little baby. Wait for 6 hours?
No, definitely not. No, that's only a minute. Waiting 6 hours is only a minute. That's a different thing. What if you're doing an Isser Durabon, Mamash and Isser? Waiting 6 hours, that's a minhag. That you don't require children to do. And if you do, you do only for an hour, for a very short amount of time, and not for a long period of time. There's a hill between an Isser Duraisa, an Isser Durabonon, and a minhag. Let's see, Ois Beis. Vimitin al Bimachin, Tin al Cholik Tsas, I am Shulcha Sam Sefer, Nishal Oides Na Shaita. Kiben Da. To give him over to a school where for the deaf, v'shaitim lalamdam das utzvunos v'habes chinuch misnayg aydim nochrim, and he's not going to get a Jewish education. V'efshel lehamsi lemacholov mashkov al pi das Torah hakadosha. So what do? You send him to a school, and they feed their non-kosher food. But if he does not go to this school, he's not going to be able to develop. So kos hashem di al pi hadin hayimutu l'moshoik sham kevin shein aym elochem befeirush lachol nevel savikam agamidoy etzel neveila. So it's mutter. I'm not telling them. I'm not giving him there to school that they should feed him non-kosher food. I'm sending him to school to learn. If it happens to be that they feed him non-kosher food, so it's indirect. Indirect. He's only a child. And al-mukhiv, it's okay. The gam uktsas choyla. He's also a choyla. He needs this for his mental maturity. He needs this for his mental health. So he's also a choyla. There's no other way to do it. So it's mutter. It's very important. Kula. People get too worked up over this thing, especially. Mken yesh lahat aide ad yud gimel shanim, until 13 years. You can do this. V'oz yotziyu mibisham zel meikar hadin. V'afil rochi maskir masik d'mnesh heido ikadmonim. The early ones have testified. Shaidei ma'cholos asuros be'es hanarus mitante mesalev. There's a Kabbalistic inyan to this. Timtum halev u'moyli loytev ara ani oimer. Doesn't say mamish. It's aser mutov sheyhei shayte kol yamav. Okay, he says the. Yeah, it's better that it should be a shaita. It's a tremendous chiddush what he says. I can't imagine that, that it accepts the halacha. Okay, people struggle with this all out of town. This goes on mice, and this is, I know firsthand, people have special needs children, and they have to send them to public school. And they send them to public school, and there's only that much you can do when it comes to folk kosher food, when it comes to friends and environment, and he's going to learn about Christmas.
It was 150 years ago.
Okay, yeah.
He passed him then.
He passed him then, but I'm telling you, the people do not follow this today. They have their own.
A child, a daughter who has special needs, and they put her in Augusta, Victoria, which was a.
They put her in a church. They made him right. So that's a different. That's an extreme situation. But putting today, when they put him in a public school, they're not going to turn out to become a koifer. You're putting him in a public school. You're putting him just in an environment that's not Jewish, and they're going to feed them kosher food. And what are they already feeding them there? They're feeding them. What are they? Not whole Israel milk. What are they already feeding them? They're feeding them things that are not. We're not talking about mamish tarfus. Okay, every situation is different, but it's a very real issue. Where a lot of special.
It becomes a little more difficult because, according to the regulations, the child is allowed to make their own decision. So, for example, there might be a facility in Williamsburg with a Hasidic kid, and the kid just says, "I want to eat pizza." He goes into the Italian pizza and eats pizza. According to.
You're not going to stop him.
You can find an Italian pizza store.
Okay, let's go further. Okay, one more. Okay, let's finish up. Let's halacha gimel. One more. We finished. Al yidein yehudi v'mein sham nachu yesh. There's no nachu yesh. Let's say you have to feed the child mitzi non-kosher food. So the parent should not give it to him. Let the non-Jew, let the doctor give it to him. Let the nurse give it to him. But let's say v'mein sham nachu yesh lach lachilu af al yidei yisrael kevin shuchay l'ketzas v'tzarech l'zeh. Like a child's in the hospital. Right, and they don't have the kosher food. The kosher food just doesn't pass mustard. The child wants to eat the non-kosher food. So the parent should not give him, let the nurse give him the food, or if there's no one around, then the parent can give him the food as well. V'yod chosav kan, the mutal achilu al isa de rabbonon, this is the rabbonon, mashra, this is the rice alo, mishum de mari b'choyle k'tzas. The hainu shem by sakonam, the b'yesh sakon, the mutal achilu de rice, the ain dover oimel b'fnei b'kuch nefesh, period. Only you chomis a Pesach, ayin leo, like you have children, they have, sometimes you have to go to a special hospital out of town, they don't have kosher food in the hospital. So then it's mutter, it's a chayla. So if it's the only son of Rabban, it's mutter. What? All over the country?
What?
Not every situation. Okay, whatever the situation. Let's say whatever it is. But this is issues which we'll leave with this. Okay, we'll stop here, take a short break, and then we're going to do Akdamos. Akdamos.